A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from 2 Samuel, chapter number 2, from verse number 18. To verse 24. I am reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Now, the three sons of Zeruiah were there, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. And Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle. So Asahel pursued Abner, and in going, he did not turn to the right hand or to the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him and said, "Are you Asahel?" He answered, "I am." And Abner said to him, "Turn aside to your right hand or to your left, and lay hold on one of the young men, and take his armor for yourself." But Asahel would not turn aside from following him. So Abner said again to Asahel, "Turn aside from following me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How then could I face your brother Joab?" However, he refused to turn aside. Therefore, Abner struck him in the stomach with the blunt end of the spear, so that the spear came out of his back, and he fell down there and died on the spot. So it was that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. Asahel pursued Abner. Asahel paid with his life. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. David had been made king of the southern kingdom of Judah, just one tribe, whereas Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, was king over the northern 10 tribes. So there was a fierce battle between the house of Saul, led by Abner, and the house of David, led by Joab. And so the battle was fierce against the house of Saul, so that the army of Saul was dispersed. In other words, the army of Ish-bosheth, they ran away, including Abner, their commander. The Bible now says Asahel, one of the sons of Zeruiah, the younger brother of Joab, pursued after Abner. Don't forget, we are dealing with pursuers. We are saying that the pursuers should give up. Your pursuers must give up. Pursuers will not meet with you. They will not find you. And those who refuse to give up will perish after the order of Pharaoh or after the order of Asahel. Follow me this morning. Asahel refused to turn back. The Bible described Asahel as one who was very swift, like a gazelle. The Bible says Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle. So as concerning you, dear listener, who is this Asahel? Asahel is whoever wants to exploit, fight, or attack you with his gift, with his ability or opportunity. Asahel had the gift. He could run. He was a very swift person. And so, concerning your own life, it is anybody that wants to exploit you, anybody that wants to take advantage of you, anybody that wants to fight or attack you with the gift that he has, with the ability that he has, with the position he occupies, or with the opportunity that has been given to him. That is an Asahel. Asahel wanted to use his gift to kill Abner. Abner was running from him, and Abner said, "Turn away from following me. Turn aside to your right hand or to your left." Now, who is this Asahel? Secondly, Asahel is anyone that wants to take glory concerning your life, your destiny, or your matter, or your children. Asahel wanted to take glory. How glorious would it be for a man to kill the commander of the army? Asahel wanted to do this, and he leveraged on his gift, the ability to run. He leveraged on his skill. He wanted to kill Abner. So Abner said, "If you want glory, turn aside, kill one of the younger soldiers, take his armor and flaunt it as your emblem of victory." But Asahel wanted the armor of Abner. Asahel wanted to get the glory over Abner. And so Asahel is anything or anyone that wants to take glory over your life and over your matter. He wants to use you to shine. He wants to boast and take glory over you because of your failure, because of your disappointment, because of your frustration, because of your losses, or because of your demise. He wants something bad to happen to you so that it can shine. He wants to blow out your own light so that his own light can shine. That is the exile. Anybody that wants to blow out your own light for his own light to shine is a pursuer. He is pursuing you. He wants you out of the sin so that attention can be turned to him. That is a competitor that wants you dead at all costs, or wants you out of business so that his own business can prosper, or they call profit. That is this Azahel. He wants to leverage on your failure or trouble to shine. Azahel. Don't forget, he wants to use his gift. He wants to use his position. He wants to use his ability. He wants to use his opportunity to attack you, to fight you, to exploit or take advantage of you. Azahel is anybody that wants to shine. He wants to shine because of your situation or condition. He wants your light to be blown out so that his own can shine. That is this Azahel. So he pursued Abner because of these two reasons. But of course, Abner eventually killed Azahel. And so my prayer is, any pursuer, any Azahel that is pursuing you and has refused to give up, has refused to turn back from you, shall meet his own Waterloo, shall meet with destruction. Any Azahel that is using his gift, his talent, his position, his opportunities against you, shall lose that position, shall lose that talent or that ability in the name of Jesus. Any Azahel that wants to blow out your own light so that his own can shine will have his own life snuffed out during the day in the name of Jesus. And so we have been looking at pursuers, those who are pursuing your life, pursuing your destiny, who refuse to give up. Some of them are stubborn pursuers like Pharaoh and like Azahel. Azahel wants to leverage on his gift, on his ability, his opportunity or position to exploit, to fight, to take advantage or attack you. That is the Azahel, a pursuer. Now we meet his Waterloo. Azahel, anybody that wants to snuff out your own light so that his own can shine. Azahel, anyone that wants to take glory over you, he wants you dead so that he can take the glory, or he wants your failure to bring dream glory. He wants your demotion to enhance his own position. That is an Azahel. Azahel is the guy, Azahel is the person that wants to brag over you. That is the Azahel. But God will not deliver you into the hand of every Azahel. And the Azahel that is pursuing you, if he refuses to turn back, will meet his own Waterloo. Abner urged Azahel to turn back, but he refused. But so he met his own death and disaster. So this pursuer who has refused to give up will meet his own death, will meet his own disaster in the name of Jesus. We've been taking time to look at the subject of these pursuers for you to understand the plan, the program, the purpose of God for your own life. Despite your pursuers, they will pursue, they will not catch up with you. And any one of them that catches up with you, the Lord will forbid them from doing you any evil or harm. They will be forbidden from harming you. And any pursuer that wants to take advantage of you will fail and fall after the order of Azahel and after the order of Pharaoh by the Red Sea. Pursuers will not find you. Pursuers will not meet you. Pursuers will give up concerning you in the precious name of Jesus. And you will walk into your own purpose and program, the purpose and the program of God for your life. You will fulfill this purpose. You will fulfill this program, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and declare, any man, any woman, any power, any force that wants to use his gift, his ability, his position, or opportunity to attack me, to fight me, begin to lose that position now. Begin to lose that ability now. Begin to lose that opportunity now in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer that any man or woman, any power, any force that want to use his gift or talent or ability to fight me, to attack me. Let such present power or force lose that ability, lose that position, lose such gift in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let all pursuers of my life and my destiny, all pursuers of my children, of my family, of my ministry, of my business, let them fall, let them fail, let them fall, let them be destroyed after the order of Asahel and after the order of Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. Every pursuer of my family, every pursuer of my business, of my ministry, will fail, and be destroyed after the order of Asahel and after the order of Pharaoh at the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, do not deliver me to the will of my enemies. Let those who are waiting for my light to be snuffed out for their own to shine be totally disappointed in the name of Jesus. Every man or any man or woman that is waiting for my light or attempting to snuff out my own light so that his own light will shine, Father, let them be frustrated, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, from all pursuers of life and destiny, shield, defend, and protect me. Protect my interest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, take me to the height in destiny that my pursuers do not want me to get to. Take me to that great height that my pursuers do not want me to get to. Take me there by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that your pursuers will perish after the order of Azazel. Your pursuers will perish after the order of Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. Whoever wants to use his ability or gift or talent or position against you will lose that ability or talent or position or gift in the name of Jesus. The Lord will not deliver you to the will of your enemies. Where your pursuers are hoping you will not get to, the Lord will take you to that place and beyond that height in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 5:30 p.m. for day 9 of our 12 days of prayer and fasting. Light Cathedral, 5:30 p.m. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, or on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.